Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my south-southwest, a man who I tap every chance I get, the irrepressible J-Man. The J.
Why?
What was that?
That was Nancy Kerrigan expressing her displeasure.
Oh, I knew I had heard it before. I didn't know who it was, though.
Good old Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how's it going, Matt?
Oh, it's going great, Jay. Having
a
great day here.
Wonderful.
BTR for the last couple of days has kind of hated me, really slow, and not let me in. And I get messages sometimes that say, and I don't know if it's my antivirus software that is picking up what they consider to be deleterious messages.
It's kind of sexy.
Well, it sounds sexy, but it's really frustrating.
Well, it just opened right up for me this morning.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem.
It's a good, clean living is what it is.
Well, no, it's not like I go on the porn sites or anything and pick up viruses and whatnot.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
It's that cloud, Jay.
It's personal. It's obviously very personal.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, if you contacted them, BTR support would get right on it.
They will. They'll be on it today.
I don't know what they'll be on, but they'll be on it.
Mm-hmm. So, other than that, everything's great.
Well, you know what? Okay. I've noticed one difference. BTR is much louder than it used to be to me.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't have to turn my volume up full speed.
Full speed?
All the way to full blast.
You don't have to turn it up to 11?
No, I don't have to go to 11 on it. So anyway, welcome everybody to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, the number one comedy show on Blog Talk Radio.
That is 5 times in a row. We hit the quintella.
Damn right.
And
sarcasm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, sir. No, I was going to say. What you were going to say. Go ahead.
And we have topped 300,000 listeners.
We have.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty sad. 300,000 people have listened to us.
I know. Who knew there were that many sad, lonely people in the world?
Yeah, I know. And we're still alive.
Yeah. Absolutely. But Sarcasm Awareness Week hit number one, even though bit of a hit in the numbers this week as everybody was riveted to their TVs watching the coverage from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, resulting in considerably fewer listens. And, you know, why us? You know, why did things this have to happen to us? I mean, look, we're all victims here.
We are victims. In fact, Jay, it's kind of funny you bring that up. And I know we're kind of going out of order and stuff, but, you know, former Congresswoman Jean Schmidt from my neck of the woods.
Jean Schmidt.
You know, she's a marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on Cincinnati TV and radio the other day complaining that some people just didn't get to finish the marathon, and that's sad.
No. That's just so wrong.
Yeah, they mark it off on their list, but due to the explosion, they didn't get to cross the finish line.
They didn't get the Boston Marathon patch.
Yep.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's awful. Well, you know, they can run in the Oklahoma City Marathon for free.
Yes.
That's why I saw the mayor of Oklahoma City said anybody who didn't finish Boston, come on to OKC and run ours for free.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
you know, it's
right,
the same thing, right?
Well, hold it right past the government building. That'll be on the way.
Right, exactly. Running right past the mirror building.
And then another thing, Jay, there's a big marathon in Cincinnati coming up here soon.
Oh yeah,
it's the Flying Pig Marathon. It's getting pretty big. And, you know, tough guy Jean Schmidt, who's a woman,
mm-hmm.
sort of. She always runs in it, but she's not going to allow her kids to come down there and watch it because there could be danger.
Of course. Well, you know, she may be onto something here, and I was thinking about this, that, you know, since we brought it up here. You know, everybody's trying to figure out what their motives were. What drove these two young men to this? And, you know, and they're focusing on Islamic extremism and stuff. And, you know, they're kind of overlooking the fact that marathon runners are pretty insufferable.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it could drive a man to do all kinds of terrible things, having to put up with them. Because, I mean, I follow them on Facebook, and you're like, hey, ran 15.1 miles today. I feel great. Yeah, I'm going to go have a tofu sandwich and then swim 10 miles.
That's right.
It does start to wear on you a bit.
No, I know. Well, at least it's good to know that as far as former Congresswoman Jean Schmidt is concerned, the terrorists have won.
Yes, they have. A smashing victory.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty happy
about
it, too.
Good old mean Jean Schmidt.
Yeah, at least she'll stay indoors now. Won't have to look at her.
Right.
So how's things down in God's country today, J-Man?
Excellent. It's just beautiful down here. Beautiful weather. Very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness, yes.
Goodness.
Yes, it's just... I don't know, temperatures in the 40s, around 50s maybe, something like that, sun shining, cool breeze blowing. You don't have to turn the air on. The heat may come on once during the night, but, you know.
Wow.
Overall, just very comfortable. Although it does cause a little bit of a problem is it's too quiet because none of the air conditioning units are running. So there's just this stillness and it's quiet and there's just my fan and my radio. And my neighbors. My neighbors jumping around, yelling, dancing.
Well, see, we're only 9 minutes in, and I was really pissed off when the show started, and I'm already getting into a zone now. I'm feeling better.
Well, you know, I have this effect on people.
Well, speaking of that.
Well, then also, you know why else you're perking up?
Why is that?
Because we have our favorite Canadian in the chat room.
Yes, we do.
Miss Jamie. How
the
you
uber
doing?
Lovely Jamie. Oh, and my God, when you say that, we have got to make some bumper music for Jamie.
We're going to have to.
Oh, my God. That is such an oversight.
Yeah, it's an outrage that we haven't done that.
And it's a scandal. It's scandalous.
And she's probably hurt.
She probably is.
You know, Canadians are very sensitive.
Well, I know they are. However, Jay, you know what Canadians are, just like Bostonians?
What's
They're
that?
Very resilient. And if I ever hear that word one more time, I am going to hang myself. And I'm going to say, your use of the word resilient has crushed my resiliency. Oh, my goodness.
And they're tough.
They're tough. They're scrappy. Oh, my God. I don't. I couldn't tell you how many times I heard the word resilient this week.
It was pretty bad.
Whew.
And police presence. I've had enough of the police presence, too, okay? Every time they would go to someone live on the air, well, you see we have a heavy police presence here.
And what was the term for stay at home? It was an official term.
Oh, shit.
Dwell
yeah,
where
I can't
you are
remember.
Or something. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty rough for the folks who are having the, you know, one night stands and get up the next morning and want to go home and they can't.
Oh my God, Shmoop and I were talking about that the other day. Man, if they told us to stay at home and don't leave your house and that's an order and we didn't have beer, oh, there'd be a terroristic attack on one another.
No, well, maybe they would have delivered to you. They delivered milk to people.
I saw that. That was sweet.
That was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But long about the time of the Knicks-Celtics game yesterday, I was like, okay, do we still have to be nice to Boston? Come on, guys. It's starting to get old, you know? I mean, 5-6 days of it's about all I could take. And they're insufferable fans.
And then, you know, I like Morning Joe, but it's always tenuous in my likingness of that. And I saw a lot more of Mike Barnacle this week than I ever wanted to.
Oh, yes. Mike Barnacle, who's from Boston and therefore is an expert on every aspect of this story.
And he's not a bad writer, but you gotta stick to writing, Barnacle.
Right.
not a good TV guy.
No. Never been a fan, other than the time he tossed Ann Coulter's book away. He was sitting in for somebody.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He had her on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he wanted something had come up during the day, and he wanted to ask her about it, and she got mad, saying, "I thought we were gonna talk about my book," and she reels off the title or whatever. And he's like, "I've got it right here. We'll get to it. I just wanted to ask you about this since you're supposed to be an expert or whatever." And then he was like, "You know, here's her book. If you got time in the bathroom or something," and he chucked it.
Good man. And
so that you know.
Well, and he has a claim to fame. He was in the movie The Candidate.
Oh, he was? I did not
know
that.
Yes. You'll have to go back and look at that. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
No, I'll take your word for it. I didn't like the movie.
What? You didn't like the movie?
I'm kidding. It's Robert Redford. Who doesn't like Robert Redford movies?
Yeah, don't kid with me today. Not in the mood for kidding.
There won't be any kidding and joking around on the comedy show.
No, God dang it. Oh, boy.
But every time when they would come on there, they would talk about the increased police presence.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night, this guy's standing there for CNN, and he's talking about the cops. Which, by the way, we love our first responders in America. Don't ask us to make sure that they have decent pay and benefits and stuff like that, because, you know, don't get carried away. But we do love them. But anyway, he was talking about the cops right around there. He said, every cop in this city wishes they were down there in the middle of this action right now. And I thought, I bet not. You know, I mean, if I were there, I'd have been just fine being the get back cop. You know,
oh, yeah.
The one standing out there telling the media, get back,
Yeah,
back.
That would have been a great
yeah.
job.
Because oh,
you're
yeah,
probably
you
getting
know.
Hazard paid for it.
That,
just
you're,
like,
you're
yeah.
on overtime. You're on
mm-hmm.
overtime. You're a cop. You have the badge, the gun, the groupies. But you're outside the blast radius.
Right.
You know,
and with
it
any
seems
luck,
perfect to me.
And with any luck, you're trying to hold back Tamron Hall.
Hey, exactly.
Yeah,
let's go,
stand
baby.
Stand back, honey. Stand back.
I'll protect you.
Yeah.
I'll protect you, baby. Uh-huh. Yeah, <there's
laughs> then, of course, if it was Bill O'Reilly, you would say, oh, yeah, go right in.
Go right in, Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah. You
gunfire.
Badass, you.
If gunfire broke out, I would dive behind John King.
His gorgeous blonde locks would protect you.
Exactly. Or I might scream, hey, John King, there goes a dark-skinned man. Get him.
I almost snorted.
I can't believe John King still has a job. Honestly, with that, I mean, I cannot believe that he still
and
has a job.
And if you'd like to read what John King said on the air, there's a transcript of it on
mm-hmm.
IWSradio.com.
Sure is. All kinds of great stuff this week.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we were blowing up this week.
Oh, my goodness. So much to cover, so little time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, it's been a crazy ass week. You know it's a crazy week when an Elvis impersonator, who's also a country music singer from Tupelo, Mississippi, sends a letter to a senator and the president covered in ricin, and he gets third billing.
I know.
Poor guy.
And they try to return it to the sender, but the address was unknown.
Uh-huh. Return the sender.
Thank you.
Nice to see you could work up a little joke for the ricin man.
Well, yeah, ricin man needs his props.
Yes, he does. Because he's not getting any real airtime or anything right now. So
he's probably
he
pissed
will.
As hell. I did all this. I did all this and nothing.
Why hasn't Glenn Beck called me yet? And, of course, there was the explosion at the fertilizer plant in Texas. Very suspicious.
Yeah.
Very suspicious.
We touched upon this the other night talking to each other because, you know.
Exactly. I mean, fertilizer's never known to be unstable like this.
No, not at all.
And that 270 tons of ammonium nitrate?
Mm-hmm.
Psh, no way that blows.
No, never.
Yep.
It probably was terrorism, though, Jay.
Well,
probably some guy named Bob lighting a cigarette where he shouldn't have been.
Probably one of the rent-a-cops, security guards
yeah.
there.
Hey,
yeah,
I'll
but of course, actually,
I'll just fire up this Marl, and that's the last you heard of him. Not that it's funny.
No, not at all. But I'll tell you what, there actually there is a bit of a connection
really?
Between West Texas and the bombings in Boston, and I'm thankful to the right-wing conspiracy machine for figuring this out. And that is that somehow they decided that because if that area around Tay, if you've never been there around Waco, Texas, and West Texas, that area, there's actually a pretty sizable Czechoslovakian population. People
really?
Who came over from... Yeah, oh, yeah. Pardon you. That was impressive.
I was trying to beat you to it.
There were a good number of people who are of Czech descent who there live there. And somebody decided that Czechs and Chechens were basically the same thing.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. because my boss, Drive-By Mikey, said the same thing. They're all the same.
Well, it got so bad that on Friday afternoon, the Czech ambassador to the United States had to put out a statement reminding Americans that the Czech Republic is Eastern Europe and Chechnya is in the Caucasus, and you can't even really drive there from from Prague.
And we're Czechs
different
with
countries.
A Z, and they're Czechs with an H. Come
right.
on, people.
I mean, we're all white. We're all white, but we're not really the same. You know, we're a different
right,
kind of white.
Right.
We're Czechoslovakia. We make good beer. We have hot women.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Jay. In Chechnya, it's not all that bad either.
It's not.
No. In fact, the Minister of Tourism is trying to glad hand and make a reach out to Americans.
Probably a good time for it.
Yeah. Let's see what he has to say.
This is Torg Ilyevich, Most High Minister of Tourism for the humble yet exalted nation of Chechnya. We Chechens want our brothers and sisters in America to know that we are but a most shiny and happy people, and would most welcome your attendance and travel dollars within the confines of our country. We offer nearly clean hotels, less dangerous than average restaurants, and fun and bouncy terror-free zones in which your children can play and laugh. Much like our people, our climate is most moderate. Our fireworks shows of sorts are spontaneous, and our terrorists are all pretty much overseas, so the chance of being killed here is far less than you would think. So, let us make amends to you and welcome you and your dollars to our country with the vacation of a lifetime in warm and wonderful Chechnya, the land of pressure cookers full of popcorn, not BBs. This is Torg Ilyevich, Most High Minister of Tourism. Peace out.
That sounds like a great place to visit.
Uh-huh. They're a shiny, happy people, Jay.
They are. Shiny, happy, motherfucking people.
Oh, yeah.
The pressure cookers are full of popcorn.
That's right.
I love popcorn.
Popcorn
love
and joy. Popcorn
That's
and joy.
That's right. Excellent.
I bet
Excellent
they even,
place to
I bet it, every drink they serve in Chechnya is served with a silly straw.
Probably so. Well, it's better than going to Detroit, right?
Oh, God. What is it?
All right. Well, maybe we'll do a live show from Chechnya sometime.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It might be our last show, but...
It might be. Okay.
All right.
So, another big activity coming up this week, the NFL draft.
Oh, I know.
It's on Thursday.
Yep. Thursday to Saturday, isn't it now?
Yeah, they do.
Is that how it runs?
The first round on Thursday, and then a couple of rounds on Friday, and then the rest on Saturday.
The less
important.
Yeah, the rest for the losers who aren't going to make the team.
Right.
Yeah.
All of the quarterbacks with small hands. Apparently, that's the big problem now. Now they're most concerned about hand size.
Yes. Oh boy, I'm looking at mine. Man, I am a girl.
I can barely even grip the football. I'm great with a Nerf though. Man, I can raise that Nerf right
now. Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, since it's the NFL draft, it's also our annual draft.
Yep.
Of people, places, things, items, and things that we like and love and stuff like that. And you know, there's really nothing we love more than beer, Matt.
Oh, I know. And by
because,
the way,
you
if
know,
we, I
on
know
on tap.
Yeah, on draught.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
as we
so,
get into, as we get into this, Jay, on any of these topics that we'll be drafting, the guests are more than welcome to call in with their choices.
Oh, hell yes.
On the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah, call in and tell. And in fact, even if we're not even, if it's something we haven't brought up, if you got something else you want to draft, call us up.
Damn right.
And if you want to reinstate the draft, call us up and tell us.
Charlie Wrangle.
If you want to volunteer for the draft, give
yeah.
us a call.
Yeah. But now that you brought up beer, what? Oh my God! Yeah, I've got a lot of people on my chart. A lot of beers on my chart, Jay, man.
Yeah, big beer fan, huh?
Oh.
Well, why don't you go first? We didn't.
You
flip
want me
a
to
coin
go first?
Anything. But yeah, why don't you go first on this one?
All right. Well, with my first choice, I have no choice other than to draft Milwaukee's Best Light.
There you go. There you go. That probably would have been available in a later round, but I know
I'm
you
sure
love it.
I knew you were going to say that. But
all right.
I like to be loyal to my brand.
Oh, that's, you know, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, and you know, a lot of people may think you took it a little early, but that's a very consistent beer right there.
Exactly.
You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting every time you pop that top.
That's right. 3.9 yards of carry, and you know, he's like Milwaukee's Best Light is like Darren Sproles. You know, he's going to get something.
Oh, and sometimes it could be magical.
Exactly. If you drink 30 of them, it could be.
All right. Well, of course, I'm going to go first with Dos Equis.
Ah, yes.
Going with the as I have often said, Matt Mann, and you've heard me say that the best things in the world, beer, food, and women, all come from Mexico. And you know, I love our neighbors to the south.
I know you do.
They stay there. So I go with the Dos Equis to be
first
off.
That's very good. I'll tell you what, Jay. This is not a shock, but it's big. My next choice. Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve, damn it.
High risk,
that was going to be my
high first. Reward.
That's right. I thought about taking that first just to keep
just
it from
to
you.
Kick
because,
me
you know,
off.
Well, no, you know, that's a big part of the sports world, you know, especially in baseball. You know, you go out there and you know, you pick up a pitcher that you maybe didn't want, but you sure as hell don't want others in your division to have him.
That's right.
So, you know, so I thought about that. I thought about snagging the old Steel Reserve from you. But, you know what? I'm not the kind of guy to do stuff like that.
I know.
So my second one, I'm going to go with good old Shinerbach out of Texas.
Ah, very good.
A big Texas fan, almost as big a fan as I am of Mexico. Also, as long as they stay there. I'm going to Shinerbach, their Hefeweizen, their holiday cheer every fall. Delicious beer. Delicious, refreshing.
Is it crisp?
Thirst quenching. Crisp. High quality.
Excellent. All right. Well, I have another one. It's very dear and near to my heart. Much like the cigarette. And that would be Mickey's malt liquor.
And folks, you guys may think that Matt's making this up, but if you checked his fridge, you would know that in fact this is what he drinks.
Mickey's Big Mouth. Big mouth, big taste, big fun.
For a big man.
Exactly.
Right.
And I was getting
got a
little
chuckle out of Smoop in the background.
Well, I was getting, she was pointing to her head like it means it results in a big headache.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I've got another one, and this is kind of a special one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to snag it before you do. The La Trappe de Double from the Netherlands.
Yeah, I was all over that.
I thought you would be.
My scouting
team
was giving me reports on that one.
It's actually a double-double. It's very dark beer. It's so dark that it loses its bitterness, and it's really, really smooth. And my friend Cora, who lives in the Netherlands, sent me a bottle. Uh-huh. Sent me a bottle of it a couple of years ago, and it was just delicious. Just like she is. What?
Yes. What? Wait, what? It was nice. I sent her a friend request, and she refriended me, too.
Well, that's very nice of her.
Well, I know, and it's nice to have a friend in the Netherlands once again.
Well, of course.
Because, you know, I lost all mine.
Yes. So did, well, you know, oddly enough, I lost those same friends, too.
There you go.
So, anyway, I'm not blaming you for one of them. But, no, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
No.
And then
one last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say I checked the old, you know, who unfollowed me thing on Twitter, and I went, how about that? I was devastated.
And here we are. We offered to get her a date, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I do recall that, yes.
And these Dutch chicks, they're a little touchy.
Sometimes.
And then my last beer, I got to stay true to my ancestral roots, and that would be Harp.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Man, before you give your last beer, if you have one, I just noticed something.
Uh-oh.
Hello, my name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Excellent. Welcome, Jesse Ferg.
Yeah.
The Fergmeister.
The Fergmeister. The Ferginator.
Who's also Fergalicious, if you know
yes,
what I mean.
He is. So I've heard.
Yes, well, it's word on the street.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's a good call on the harps. And I thought about taking Guinness because I do love Guinness very much.
Mm-hmm.
And also keeping in touch with my ancestral roots.
Yeah.
But I think on the last one, I'm just going to go with Sam Adams Light. Another little shout out to Boston. That's what it's all about this week. Being
there
nice
you
to
go.
Boston week.
Nice
and so, yeah, shout out to them. There you go, Boston. That's for you.
Yeah. And I was going to hit the applause, but, you know, it wouldn't work.
It's not an applause. And now that I think about it, I guess it could have actually uploaded an applause file.
Yes. And then we could put in parentheses, actual.
Yeah, there we go. Well, here, we'll give Boston one of these.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Awesome, Boston.
All right. So, you know what goes? You know what goes great with beer?
What's that?
Poetry.
Does it really? You think maybe you crack open a beer after a tough day and you just want to kind of sit back and relax?
Ah, no, I do.
Wind down, and maybe, you know, with the things going on in Boston, we could get a little Russian flavor this week.
Oh, that'd be great.
Poetry and such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a work by Chechen poetess Mishy Kormakova from her 2010 book Crawlers and Betrayal, a poem entitled Fuchsia and Fornication. I looked hot in my fuchsia dress, a box of donuts against my chest. And from the street, there he waved. He looked like dead, so I went, I caved. And as I approached, he waved some bills. He said he'd pay me to give him thrills. I was so crushed. He was a John. My fuchsia dress had done me wrong. Fuchsia and Fornication by Mishy Kormakova. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
You're not going to believe this.
What's that?
I used to work with this chick,
yeah,
who would wear these hot fuchsia shorts every once in a while. Oh my. And I can totally relate to that poem.
Was she Chechen?
Big time. She could have been. I don't know. I never asked.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
No, I don't. Yeah, no.
She had tight fuchsia shorts on.
Yeah. Actually, she was Italian.
Ooh, amore.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's another beautiful poem shared with us by a man who was robbed by the Nobel Prize Pulitzer, whoever the hell it was last week.
I think that's his name. I think the guy who gives him out, his name is Nobel Pulitzer.
I think so.
But he was passed over.
It was the Pulitzers, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was passed over for the Pulitzer Prize for poetry, and we're not happy about it.
No, we're not.
He's taking it fairly well because he's a calm, cool, collected man. But
he is.
We're not.
No.
No, but anyway. In honor of Paul Pyatt, we decided we would also draft poets this week.
Sure.
And I'll lead off on this one.
All right.
I'll take the lead, and I will start with Arkansas-born Maya Angelou.
Oh, God. Really?
Great poet. Great American, great human being.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's a hack. She's awful.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
She's a black Rod McEwen.
Racist?
No. Oh my God.
Well, it's an Arkansas thing. We stand up for each other here in the natural state.
Yeah, of course you do. Well, yeah, yeah.
The land of opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Razorback country.
Oh God, I can't stand her. Overrated.
Overrated. Overrated. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, so who you got?
Alfred, Lord Tennyson.
Whatever.
The Lady of Shalott. What'd
foreigner.
Yeah.
He's a foreigner. Yeah.
He's a brethren. He's British.
Yeah.
He's our ally.
So.
They're running a marathon today, and it's Queen Elizabeth's birthday.
Well, you're right. Okay.
And The Lady of Shalott is my favorite poem of all time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll look it up sometime.
Yeah. Well, and you'll find out that it's like number one rated in history. So
oh,
for once,
wow.
I am
front
not
runner.
Being a contrarian.
No, <that's>, yeah. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Well, with my second pick, I will go with Dr. Seuss.
Of course you will. In which of his?
Oh, all of them. You know, they brought me comfort and joy as a child. Slick rhymes. Good rhythm to them, funny, imaginative.
Imaginative,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great stuff.
All right.
Yeah, didn't have him on your list, did you?
No, I didn't. No, he was not on
kinda
my list.
Kind of surprised by that. Okay, then.
But number two for me, and number one in my heart, the mighty, the awesome, Jack Mahoney.
That was going to be my next one. I was
see.
Gonna... See?
Oh, you see? You got it. Jack Mahoney, my dad.
Exactly. I was gonna take him next.
Yeah.
I thought about taking him with my second pick just to get in front of you, and I thought, nah, Matt's not going to draft his own dad.
Well, I had to.
He's got,
and yes,
now, well, yes. I mean, there's so many issues to deal with there. I thought maybe you wouldn't, you know. I didn't know how therapy was going.
Well, the funny thing is, taking Jack Mahoney, author of Irish Coffee and Cradle, he's probably looking down right now saying, what do you mean you took me second? That Tennyson's a hack.
Exactly. You bastard.
Lady of Shalott, I fed you, I clothed you.
I put bread on your table.
Damn right.
I made you who you are today.
Which is kind of sad. That's why you came in second there, Dad.
Well, now that shakes up my draft board. Now, that sends me into a tizzy here. The clock is ticking.
You should have traded up, Jay.
I should have traded with Cleveland and moved up. So I'm gonna have to go with Jewel.
Oh my God! Of course. She does have a nice rack and a sexy eye tooth.
Exactly. I don't know much. I've never claimed to be an expert on poetry, but she's cute.
She is cute.
She has a great rack, great legs.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
Blue eyes, blonde hair. She's from Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything. Everything. I like everything about her.
Oh, yeah, I like her. I just never thought of her being on that list, but
No, she has a poetry book out.
No, I know.
I mean, so does Charlie Sheen, but... Now, that's probably, you probably have nowhere else to go now, do you? That probably messed you up.
No.
Oh, okay.
I have the Wailing Madman of Wales, one Thomas Dillon.
Again, see, I thought he would be your number one pick.
Did you really?
Part of a good draft is trying to predict what your opponents are going to draft.
Yeah.
You know. And I had you down for Dillon Thomas.
I said Thomas
number
Dillon,
one.
Didn't I?
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Thomas Dillon's pretty good,
what?
Too.
Well,
we,
yeah,
we had one, you know, Paul Pyatt read one of his...
I know, that's what messed me up. Kind of like Byron Lord.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. No, Dillon Thomas, my favorite.
Excellent, excellent. For my last pick, I'm going to have to go with... Oh, man, so many choices.
Oh, I know.
You know, there's Sylvia Plath, and there's Don Milton, Suzanne Somers has a book of poetry.
Oh, you know, you mentioned Suzanne Somers. Did you know she's a Mahoney?
Oh, is she?
Yes.
A Mahoney with an E?
An E and a Y.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, her Excellent. Actual name, not her stage name, is Susan Mahoney. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys are probably related.
Yeah, which is sad because I'd like to have sex with her.
That's okay. But anyway, I think I'm going to go with Charles Bukowski.
God.
What?
Nothing. That's
you
good.
You have been very, very condescending towards my poetry choices. Poetry, like comedy and beauty, is subjective, and it's in the eye of the beholder.
I know, and I feel bad about it now. I do become somewhat of an elitist when we talk poetry.
I've noticed that. He did. A little snooty about it. A little snooty.
Yeah, well, I've been hanging around Paul Pyatt too much.
Well, that's understandable. You know, he's quite the elitist.
Yes, he is. He has patches on his elbows.
So, again, I guess you're going to tell me you're not a Charles Bukowski fan, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So who's your final pick?
Boy, I don't know. Shel Silverstein, I guess.
Oh, I had him on my list.
Did you really? There we go.
Yeah.
There's some common ground, J-Man.
There we go. See, it all settles down in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, we can argue and argue, but we can find the common ground.
That's right. That's what it used to be in the Senate back in the day. They would argue all day, then they'd go out for dinner and have a few drinks, pick up a hooker, and everything was fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all the senators said, "I won't tell if you won't."
Uh-huh. and they meant it.
Yes, they did.
They didn't rat each other out.
They were saying, "Man, we got a good deal going on here."
Mm-hmm. All right. Rolling along here.
Yes, we are, and the phone lines are open. The Big Dick phone lines at 661-244-9852, so call us up. And
You know what else goes on along with beer and poetry?
Cheese.
Sports.
Sports, of course. How did I miss that?
Big sports, yeah, you know, people, you get home, you have a beer, you write a little poetry, turn on the TV and watch a sporting event. It's the American way.
Right.
And, of course, that means sportscasters, play-by-play guys, analysts, local sportscasters. And it also means a little trip down memory lane for people who like to play sports back when they were in school. Sometimes those people have bad memories about it. What happened, though?
Just like
our friend, Mr. Bobby Kraft,
who
remembers trying to play football in school with his friends.
All right.
This is Mild Cheddar on IWS Radio. Hey, everybody. Bobby Kraft here, and there's just something else that's really cheesing me off again. While everyone is getting all excited about the NFL draft this week, I'm having flashbacks that really fill me with rage. I'm a big sports fan, and I used to love to play football back in school. Of course, we would always have to pick sides. You probably know where this is going. I was always picked last. Even the fat kid got picked before me. Heck, even that little Jewish boy whose mommy forced him to wear a sweater even in the summer got picked before me. Of course, then the guys on the other team would yell out, "Shirt!" So I would go and take off my shirt and put it somewhere where it wouldn't get dirty. And when I would turn around, everybody would be laughing at me because I was the only shirtless guy there. But at least that was better than when we really did go shirts and skins in basketball and Robbie Heffley would always steal my shirt and I'd have to ride the bus home shirtless. Then every single play it was the same thing. This guy would run a slant, that guy would run a crossing pattern, another would run a hook, and then they'd look at me and say, "You go deep." So I would, and they would never throw me the ball, no matter how open I was. Needless to say, my favorite player each year is the very last guy drafted. Good old Mr. Irrelevant and I have a special kinship. I hope somebody throws him the ball this year. For IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft with another edition of Mild Cheddar. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
That was awesome. It was sad.
What are you whispering about?
It was bittersweet.
I hear whispering.
Oh, we were just, you know, kind of planning stuff.
Smoochie, planning. Smoochie.
No, smoochie, oh, God, smoochie. No.
Hey, Snoopy. Bye, Snoopy.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, fine.
We don't have that kind of relationship. Unfortunately.
God. So, sportscasters, let's quickly get away from that. that's for Facebook.
Well, we like to keep it honest and raw here.
That's right. So, who you got?
Sportscasters number one, in spite of his politics, my favorite, forever and forever into the future, one Marty Brenneman, the voice of the Cincinnati Reds.
All right.
Or as Paul Harvey called him, Marty Brenahan.
Well, you know, you got to give him a pass on his politics and stuff. I mean, he's been doing play by play with the Cincinnati Reds all these years. He's had some tough times.
Yeah, since 1974.
Dark days, some angry times.
Oh yeah, and the great thing about him, that's one of his strengths. He's not a homer. If they suck,
oh, no.
he's quick to tell them they suck.
Oh, if he thinks Ken Griffey Jr. is Cadillacing it down the first baseline, he will say so, and he did.
And when Lenny Harris was playing third base, and he had like 18 errors in one game, when are the Cincinnati Reds going to realize he can't field a goddamn ball?
That old Marty.
Yeah.
My first pick is the greatest basketball play-by-play guy in the history of the world.
Really?
Marv Albert. Yes.
Oh, God.
Marv, just tremendous. I mean, he had a little problem with the hookers and, you know, blow back in the day, but he's, you know, that's his private life, and it's not our concern.
No, it's not.
No, he is the best basketball play-by-play guy. And if you're an NBA fan, like me, you know that.
And me.
Oh, yeah. Even Reggie Miller can't ruin the broadcast if Marv Albert is doing play-by-play.
He's the man.
Yeah.
And what stays on the sidelines, stays on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And my second one, Jay, another homer, Jeff Brantley, the Cowboy, former Rolaids relief pitcher of the year with the Phillies, but also played for the Reds, and he is just, he's funnier than heck.
Isn't he the one who the cameras showed him in uniform? On the roof across from Wrigley Field one day?
No, that was Tom Browning, Mr. Perfect.
Same thing, Brantley, Browning.
No, Jeff Brantley, he was a relief pitcher for the Phillies and the Reds.
Ah, okay.
Well, this game's in its final inning, so tell the people at Montgomery Inn to fire up another pig. I'm coming down to have some ribs.
There we go. All right. I like that.
And he's down from your neck in the woods.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, well, not in Arkansas, but he's down. He graduated from the U of Miss.
Oh, well, okay then.
Mm-hmm.
He's much deeper in the woods than I am.
Yes, he is.
Well, if we're making the homer picks, then obviously I have to go with Mike Shannon. Colorful color commentator, St. Louis Cardinals Network.
Yeah.
And owner of Mike Shannon's restaurant right there in St. Louis, who is as smooth as you'll ever find on the radio and on TV. And things like, you know, he'll just be, you know, well, Matt Holliday leading off the seventh. Hey, we got a happy birthday shout out to Gertrude Mathis. 95th birthday down there in Rolla, ball one to Holiday. Gertrude turns 95 this Friday. Her grandson Julio's going to throw a surprise party for her. Ball two to Holiday.
It's kind of like he works for the Daily Disappointment, isn't it?
Exactly. They're going to throw the party for her right at Mike Shannon's restaurant. Hey, that's going to be great. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Yes. Julio says Gertrude never misses a game. Oops, I guess I ruined the surprise. Foul ball. He's just so smooth, man. I'm going to make that up to you, Julio.
I'll tell you a national guy that I like, and I'm surprised that I liked him, because after all the concussions and coming from UCLA and being blonde and kind of cross-eyed, Troy Aikman.
Yep, good old Troy Aikman,
who
graduated from UCLA, but he's from Oklahoma.
Ah.
From a little old town just outside of Tulsa. Originally went to the University of Oklahoma. Barry Switzer was going to scrap the wishbone for him.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, oh, he
is good. Oddly enough, yeah.
Yeah. And he makes it tolerable to have Joe Buck there.
Oh, God, he's awful.
But Jack Buck was great.
There you go.
Another homer pick.
Yeah.
Jack Buck. Jack Buck with that two of the three really iconic calls in baseball history. The Kurt Gibson home run, where he's yelling, "I can't believe what I just saw," as Kurt Gibson is gimping around the bases.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Ozzie Smith hit the home run in the playoffs in, I believe it was 87, and Jack Buck is yelling, "Go crazy, folks, go crazy." And then, of course, the call that his son Joe Buck repeated 25 years later when Kirby Puckett hit the home run as the ball was sailing into the crowd in Game 6 against the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
As the ball was sailing away, Joe Buck, "We'll see you tomorrow night." And then Joe Buck repeated that call in the World Series in 2012. It was kind of cool. The only cool thing Joe Buck's ever done.
You know, the only thing cool that George Grand has ever done, who has covered the Reds, was when Ken Griffey hit his 500th home run in Cincinnati. And his response was, "Hey!" George
He's
Grand.
He's a professional.
Oh,
never heard of him.
Man.
Never heard of him.
Oh, boy. That's a good
thing. You know, that's the great thing about baseball is it's really, it's a hometown game.
Yes, it is.
Because
and that's
why
my last
favorite.
You're
focused on the homers there.
Yeah. My last favorite sportscaster is Mike Hartsock. WHIO, Channel 7.
That's right.
No, yeah.
Hell of a sportscaster.
Oh, God. He's the man. And if you'd like to hear about him later, you stay right there.
Yeah, and you know, if we're going, you know, really at home, then obviously my final pick is Upton Horn, who did the sports for KHOZ Radio, AM and FM, Redneckville, Arkansas.
Really?
Did play by play for the football and basketball for the Harrison Golden Goblins.
Yes, the Golden Goblins.
The Golden Goblins. And what I loved, every evening I would listen to a sports talk. It was a statewide sports talk, so it would come on at 5. And they would start the show, and then they would go to their first break, and Upton Horn would come on, and he'd say, "It's 5:09 and time for the 6 after weather." I love that man. This is also the guy who would do the news report in the evening. And he would read it straight from the newspaper. So he was the one who would do the members of the committee are right to left. Good old Upton. There's a handoff up the middle, caught on the sideline. It was always great. Somebody would break a long run, like an 80-yard run. He would lose the yard marker where they were at. You know, he's at the 25, the 30, the 30. He's past midfield, going all the way. Another touchdown run for who is that? I can't get a number. That's awesome sauce right there.
That is. That's some good old home cooking.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's somebody out there in this world,
yes,
who is tending to the beer and wine and cigarette needs of
yes, there
people
is.
who may be looking to do some drafting himself.
Probably so.
He might want to draft guns.
Yeah, well,
handguns.
We could,
Favorite Deepa.
Billy Boy, you're with Stupid.
Hello.
Hola.
What's going on today?
Let me try.
What?
I'm trying to turn you up a little bit. I didn't say turn you on. I said turn you up.
You turn me on every time you answer the phone, dude.
Yeah. Turn him up and turn him loose, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on?
I'm glad you turned that. Turn that up, and we can hear the road traffic, road noise. Excellent. Good job.
Bill.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Oh, are you?
My hearing is all screwed up.
Well, we're drafting
it earlier.
Huh? We're drafting things today, and you being a gun carrier, what are your five favorite guns?
What's my favorite?
Gun!
He likes Double Mint. He likes Wrigley's. Oh, wait.
Oh, okay, gun.
Gun!
I don't know.
No, bang, shoot 'em up, gun.
I've been partial to the Spearmint. But then the GCP.
No, Bill, gun. Bill, what is your favorite gun?
I have no clue.
You have no clue?
No.
What is your favorite GUN? Bill?
Not getting it.
Oh, boy.
I told you my hearing screwed up.
Mine, okay.
Goodness.
Weather and the sinuses, everything is all distorted.
Mm.
That's very unfortunate.
But if you had a higher voice, I might be able to understand you a little bit.
Hey, Bill, what is your favorite gun?
Billy!
Favorite band.
It's what?
Yes. Go. Yeah, favorite band.
Band. As in music.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Let me think.
38 Special?
Nah.
Revolver?
I don't know if I've ever...
That was
I've
a good
heard
album.
Of them, but I've
Guns
never
N'
heard
Roses?
Music. The Who? Not them either. Let me think. I know it's quick here. Crap, I'm not getting anything.
George Jones? You like George Jones?
Yeah, but that's not a band.
Well, he has a band behind him.
I liked Buddy Holly, but there again.
Well, yeah, he had the Crickets. He had the Crickets.
Well,
yeah.
That's true. That is true.
There you go. All right.
We'll go with Buddy Holly today.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you busy today?
No. Not really. It's been slow today.
Really?
Too cold, you know.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Nobody wants a cold beer on a cold day.
What? You could go outside and wave your gun.
No, I could. Or I could go outside and show my legs off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hoist a leg of my jeans here and let everybody see my hairy white legs.
Mm-hmm.
That always guarantees a stop or two.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Okay.
Bill, I was going to ask you a question.
Oh, what question are you going to attempt to ask this time?
Well, we've covered this earlier, and I know you're not a big beer drinker, but what's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer.
Yeah.
Colt 45?
I have no clue. I can't stand the smell of beer.
All right. Always a pleasure, Bill.
Great job,
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah, hopefully I can talk to you when I can hear you better.
Okay.
Yeah, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Say hello to my new friend.
Another
Always
quality.
A pleasure.
Another quality call with Billy the Kid. And as always, the call to Billy the Kid brought to you by IWS World Media Entertainment.
Yeah.
Opening soon at a theater near you, Colonel Nathan Jessup has just been released from prison after 20 years, and he says he's a changed man. His only desire is to make good on what he's done and become a close friend and mentor to the man who put him away. Daniel Caffey is a busy attorney in the private sector with a wife and kids. He's skeptical of Jessup's motives, but he agrees to meet with him. Eventually, they decide they'll take up a new hobby together as a way to bond. It's over this new hobby that Jessup becomes the father figure that Caffey never knew he needed. IWS World Media Entertainment presents Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise in A Few Good Fish. This is IWS Radio.
Man, I'll tell you what, that was back-to-back hilarity right there.
Hey, you know, eventually, we bring the funny. That's our motto.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You know, and Billy the Kid, he doesn't understand it. He brought it in on the front end about, 4 weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
And we're having trouble bringing it back with him.
Uh-huh. Trying to recapture that magic.
Yes.
But I do believe that was that call right there might end up on YouTube, because that was pretty good stuff right there. That's pretty good stuff. And a quick shout out in the chat room. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
You know, if I was drafting my favorite St. Louis people, Mike would be on that list. I don't know how high up. You know, probably wouldn't
be number one.
No, and he understands that.
Because number one would be Claudia.
It'd be Mrs. Mike, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Followed by Al Hrabowski.
Mm-hmm. The Mad Hungarian.
Yes.
All right. So, see what we should draft next. I would say history's greatest monsters. Speaking of Al Hrabowski.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
Yeah, leads us right into some of the big monsters of all time around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to lead it off by taking Herman Munster.
Well, he is, large-wise, he probably is.
Yeah, big monster. Not exactly, you know, scary.
No.
But still.
Almost.
But still.
And very likable.
Likable guy, great, you know, good golfer.
He was a double threat.
That's right.
I am a monster, but I am likable.
Yeah, right. Great sense of humor.
Yes.
You know, stomped around laughing, yeah. Good
Hot
stuff.
Wife. Hot wife.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yes. Good old Yvonne. Mm-hmm. Well, I've made no bones about this, and I hate all these vampire things going on TV, and all this future stuff that these kids are into, like Twilight. They don't know who Dracula was, and that is my number one.
Oh, yeah.
Dracula was a beast.
Dracula.
Oh. Especially
Nocturnal.
What?
No, well, go ahead.
Well, especially portrayed by Christopher Lee.
Hmm.
The only true Dracula.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, George Harrison was a pretty good Dracula. Love it.
Oh,
first
my
bite.
God. You know, stop right there, because when I said that this morning prior to the show, I got the same thing from Smoop.
There you go. See, Smoop's got great taste, man.
Well, and I said, yes, he's funny and all that, but no, he's not Dracula. Oh, my God. I'm just going to move out now. Hey, you want to switch apartments, Jay? Bring your own soap.
I'll have to, yeah. I think that for my next pick, my next monster, another one who has terrorized people for years, I'm going to go with Nelly, the Loch Ness Monster.
Ah.
A little reclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of shy.
Under Loch Ness. Yeah, kind of shy. Doesn't like to, you know, doesn't like to go public very often. But
not
when she does.
Not pretentious at all, evidently.
No, but when she does, you know. Some pretty, you know, some folks there that are quite believable in their stories of having seen her.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You know, my next monster, my pick is the Blob.
Oh.
One of the best horror movies ever. That is a monster. Mm.
Oh, God, yes. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous.
Nothing Steve McQueen couldn't solve.
No, well, no, of course not.
Because he's a man.
Steve McQueen. Well, I tell you
Steve
what.
Steve McQueen was saying, I got your blob right here.
That's right. Bring it.
Bring
Come
it.
At me, bro.
I got a fire extinguisher.
I think that leaves me with no other option, because I'm afraid you'll take this one next. I'm going to have to go with the tomatoes from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Of course you are. I thought about that.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
I watched that movie so many times. But never late at night. Oh, no.
No, that'd be scary.
And never before. There was never on any day there was a chance that I would be near a salad bar.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And if I wasn't pacing, I would have hit the hey-o.
All right, who else you got on the monster front?
Well, now that you brought that out, not really a monster, but more monsters. And now that you brought vegetables into the discussion, it would be the children of the corn.
Oh.
Creepy.
Oh, you went,
creepy.
Yeah. You went actual scary on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And people what people don't really know is that was actually, that was an actual documentary. That's what creeps me out about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I highly recommend you either read that book or watch that movie and then go hang out in Iowa or Nebraska for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
See how long you last. You'll be calling mommy pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Pick you up. All right. How many was that?
I don't know. That was good enough.
What has Buddy Acapella got for us here?
Oh, this is funny that you mentioned that. I was just going to mention this. You know, you know, there's a big birthday today, J-Man.
There he is.
And not only is it a big birthday, it's the babe of the week, one Queen Elizabeth II
mm-hmm.
is celebrating her birthday, and she is the IWS Babe of the Week, which you can look at her pictures at IWSradio.com. And Buddy mm-hmm. Acapella, he's got a special song just for QE2.
You ready? Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Elizabeth II. By the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, happy birthday to you. Hey!
Okay, that sounded pretty good. Why don't you come in and take a listen? Okay.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. I was afraid he was going to reel off her entire name, but then I realized it wasn't a 7-minute long audio. So.
Yep. So
good old
QE2.
Man, I tell you what, she's the fish to my chips.
Oh, yeah. She's the banger to my mash.
She's the tea to my crumpets.
Oh, yeah.
And that leads us right into our monarchs that we want to draft because,
yes,
you know, we're all about royalty.
Oh, yeah. We love royalty.
We're fascinated by it. And why don't you lead us off on that? Who you got? Who you going first with?
Well, I am going with Catherine the Great of Russia.
Ooh. Okay.
Hot, saucy, white-haired chick who developed a mechanism whereby her Russian soldiers could lay a horse down upon her and take it. That is some class.
God. Well, I know why they called her the Great now.
Exactly.
I always wondered about that. They never taught us in school.
No, and I've been Googling this diagram to see if I could rebuild it. So, yeah, Catherine the Great of Russia. Mm-hmm.
Well, my number one on the board is King Herod, or Herod the Great. The problem with the Great part is that it seems as though he kind of gave himself the nickname the Great, so it doesn't really count.
Kind of like you gave yourself the name Premium J.
Exactly. You know, nobody really picked up on it because, you know, I gave myself that nickname. The only person who could ever gloss himself, and everybody used it, was Deion Sanders when he called himself Prime Time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody started using it, which actually the only reason they used that was because they didn't want to give me the glory of having given him the nickname Neon Deion. And nobody would have made me mad.
No, yeah.
But if we had had this show then, it would have been different.
Yes, it was. And choosing number two. Queen Boudica.
Ooh.
Queen Boudica. Back in the Roman trespassing of the Isle of Britain, almost defeated them.
Almost.
Yeah. But then I think she turned out, she lost interest in making out with some dude in a car or something.
Oh, well.
in a mule cart.
Uh-huh. Well, she almost beat him, but that time of the month passed and she lost her anger.
Exactly. She wasn't pissed off anymore. Oh, chocolate.
You just like saying Boudica, don't you?
I do. It's a great name to say.
Yeah. That and is one of my favorite albums of all time, Cheap Trick, live at Queen Boudica.
Uh-huh. Why did I know that was coming?
Are you saying I'm predictable?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's my other nickname, Cheesy Joke Jay. I know what you're doing. You're hack. Hack.
No, I would never say that about you.
No. Okay. Well, my next pick, and this one. King. Okay, back up. We're going to leave a little room for this.
Okay.
King Fumafan Adunjade. Who is the king of Thailand. The king of Siam.
Uh-huh.
The land of smiles.
Yeah.
And just an all-around great dude. All-around great dude. An excellent king. They love him. And born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Another shout out to Boston. Right there we go.
All right. Excellent.
There's nothing more awesome than finding out the king of Thailand was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Very fitting. Very apropos.
And it's probably an insufferable Celtics Red Sox fan.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good pick.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that Lu Lingxin would have wanted me to pick him.
Of course. You know, what's funny is this show will be number one.
I know.
And
moment.
You know why it'll be number one, Jay? Because
why?
My next pick is King Henry VIII. Every man's dream.
Uh-huh. He was the man.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. The guy had it going on. Nah, I don't like you anymore.
That's right. Off of their head.
Yes.
I think I'll divorce you. You can't. Want to bet? Whole new religion.
It is that simple with him.
Oh, yeah. The world was very black and white to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And hey, those phone lines are still open.
At
for all you draft nicks out there.
Yeah, it's 661-244-9852.
All right. And real quick, just an extra draft pick here. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. Got to throw in our good friends in the Netherlands also.
Yeah.
She's also very hot. And abdicating, right?
Yeah, and I was going to pick her. I was going to pick her just because she has an X in her name. I always think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I have one more head of state that I've always loved, even since I was a kid. And that would be King Don. He's chocolatey. He's creamy. He's righteous.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm also a big fan of King Cakes.
And Queen Latifah.
And Queen Latifah.
Uh-huh.
And this guy I met in the alley the other night who said he was a queen.
Yes.
I'm a fan of queens everywhere.
I know you are.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we need to find out real quick, though. The NFL draft is in New York City.
Right.
And we need to know what the weather's going to be like for the
folks in
New York.
Oh, God, yes, we do. Yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to be fighting the traffic, you know, taking public transportation, trying to get there, and they need to know how to dress. So,
do I walk? Do I take a taxi? Do I take the bus?
Do I need an umbrella? What do I, you know? Let's check in with Kirk Douglas at the Weather Center.
All right.
This is Kirk Douglas with a special web bulletin. to I'm a Stupid, resident in New York City for the NFL Blast. Looks to be cool and rainy on the opening day on Thursday. For the weekend, the final rounds of the draft look for comfortable days with temperatures in the 60s and about a 40% chance of someone testing positive for HGH. For Redneckville, expect warm days with comfortable nights and a chance of showers on Tuesday or Wednesday, and raging allergies on Thursday and Friday. For Bagwine, expect temperatures in the 60s with high depression and coolest nights, with the possibility of showers later in the week to wash away the tears of despair that build up. In the Weather Watch video, this has been Kirk Douglas for IWS Radio.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
Damn right. With the number one weatherman.
Oh, hell yeah. Best weatherman ever. In the Weather Watch Studios, which is just, you know, looking out the window.
Yeah, but I bet he has his coat off and his sleeves rolled up.
You know it.
And I'll tell you, Jay, someone has a question for you.
Okay. Tea Break with Shmoop. Hola, Shmoopalicious.
Hola. How are you today, Jay?
Wonderful.
Good. Good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How are you?
Fine. Trying to get over this cold that I seem to have gotten from someone that lives in my home. Not Corky.
That bastard.
I know.
That was uncalled for.
Breathing his germs everywhere.
Oh, he spreads them everywhere, I bet.
Oh, I know.
He probably licked the doorknob.
Probably. God. I have a question for you, dear.
Oh, boy. This worked out so great last week. Let's try again.
All right. Who is your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's actually a tough question, you know, because there's lots of great bands out there.
Definitely.
You know, Rubber Band. Big fan of Rubber Band.
Uh-huh.
Not really a big fan of headbands, but, you know, they work for some people.
Come on, sweetheart. Take this seriously.
I would say that my favorite band is the greatest rock and roll band of all time, the Rolling Stones.
Are you serious?
Was I supposed to say something else?
No, I love the Stones. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Rolling Stones?
Uh-huh.
Truly great band.
Still touring.
Still touring?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Big fan of the Kingston Trio.
They're all dead, but yes. Love
yeah.
them.
The Limelighters. The Limelighters.
Definitely.
Gotta love them. Okay. All right. See, we're kind of on a roll here.
Yes, we are. I'm a big fan of REM, which are, they are no longer together, but.
No, but they're still, you know, great.
Yes.
Great individually and as a band.
How about Green Day?
Green Day? You know, they're okay.
What?
They're okay. They're okay.
They have a Broadway show.
They do. So does Billy Joel. or did.
Yes. Yes.
And another band is a Broadway show, the Jersey Boys, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yes. He's still alive?
Of course he is.
Well, he's not now.
I think, maybe. I don't know. Actually, don't know.
You're going to Google it, aren't you?
Yeah. Frankie
Valli.
That's with an I, not an EY.
That's correct.
The official. He has an official Frankie Valli website. He's 78
goodness.
Years old. He could probably still go out there and hit those high notes and Big Girls Don't Cry.
Uh-huh. Or Sherry Baby.
Sherry Baby.
Well, let's do the theme to Grease while we're at it.
That's right. See? That's greatness right there.
That is. It's awesome. Hold on.
Okay.
The Stones, really?
Don't you put me on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh? She didn't like Rubber Band or Headband. or Band of Brothers, which was outstanding. Great book.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Stephen Ambrose.
Now that you're going there, one of my favorite songs ever, I think it's by the Spinners, Rubber Band Man. That's
there you
a good
go,
one.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Tying it all together. Tying it all together.
Uh-huh. Rubber banding it all together.
That's right. It's like they do the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, Matt? We have a new feature. IWS Productions.
Yeah.
It's a new feature for folks out there.
Yeah.
People who maybe have a tough time getting up in the morning.
I was just going to say, I'm feeling a little tired, Jay. And sometimes,
a little sleepy.
I could fall asleep on the radio anytime.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you have had to put out the word on Facebook that you needed people to call you and wake you up.
And I'll tell you what, that was the greatest thing. The only upside of when Schmoop was in the hospital, you know, this alarm clock we have, it's crap. And so I sent out the MAP signal and the IWS signal, and I had people waking me up from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of
odd.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, I asked people to wake me up and call me, and Jim brought over an alarm clock, you know, little Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah,
I said, take that back home. I'm getting calls from chicks in the Philippines, baby. But not everyone's that fortunate. So.
No. Some people need a wake-up call service.
Yeah, so IWS is now offering a wake-up service. So let's see what that's all about.
Are you tired of the same boring Chinese-made alarm clock ordering you to get up every day? Do you suffer blunt force trauma to your skull, waking to your radio at 6 a.m.?
Yo, yo, we got T-Pizzy in the house. He's about to throw down like a fucking mouse, baby. You ready to let it crack? Let's go.
Well, fear not, IWS listeners. You can now wake up to the soothing tones of IWS Radio with your free IWS Radio wake-up call. Go to IWSradio.com and schedule your IWS Radio wake-up call today. Whenever you need to be aroused, you can be waking up and smiling to this.
Good morning from IWS Radio. Time to get up. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Or this. Cheers and good morning, sleepyhead. What will you be wearing on this glorious day? And for you naughty guys and adorable lesbians out there, you can even request IWS Radio's very own bi-curious Kim Fragile.
Wake
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. This is your IWS radio wake-up call. Rise and shine, lover.
That's right, folks. Anywhere or anytime you need a wake-up call, IWS Radio is your blanket of security. And we will pull it off of you, get you out of bed, and send you out the door with a smile upon your face. So go to IWSRadio.com and schedule your free IWS Radio wake-up call today. Must be 18 or older. Okay, 15 or older. But that's as young as we go.
This is God Almighty. And when I need an almighty laugh, I listen to I'm With Stupid on Long Talk Radio.
Man, I'd just subscribe to that.
I know. I already have.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Oh,
yeah. That's hot.
That's hot. I had eggs and bacon last night, even.
I know you did. I was kind of jealous.
Oh, man. Now, hey, when you have eggs and bacon, then, of course, we're talking about, you know, fried eggs. But I want them runny. They need to be runny.
Oh, yeah.
These people who overcook their eggs, I don't understand it. I don't get it. But, you know. Do what?
They're imbeciles.
Oh, they, certainly. But I do wonder, you know, biscuits or toast? That's a tough one sometimes.
I go either way.
Yeah, I generally go toast, but I can see the biscuit angle.
I can too. Well, and I've been told I go both ways.
That's... <yeah.
laughs> And speaking of which,
I've heard that, you know, and shout out to Hi Mike, who had his favorite band is the Lat Band.
God. And speaking of going either way, Jay, who are your favorite gay and or lesbian people?
Oh, let me tell you.
Well, and I'll tell you what, can we go back to that for a minute? Aren't they all gay? Why is it gay and or lesbian?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they've given men the title gay and women the title lesbian. I don't know why. I don't understand. But I think I'm going to have to go number one, Barbara Jordan.
Really? Boy, that's a shock. That is out of the blue. That's very good.
Tough, smart, brilliant, no nonsense educator from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Tell you like it is.
That's it?
That's my number one. Yeah.
Okay.
Who's your number one?
Well, I'll tell you who's number one with a bullet right here, buddy, if I can find it. Where's that fanfare thing? Okay, just without it, I'll tell you. My favorite one. Thank you. Angie.
Well, of course.
Uh-huh.
Angie.
Uh-huh. You had her on your list, didn't you?
Right behind Barbara Jordan.
See, and I knew I had to step up to take her.
Yeah. Yep. Our good friend Angie. Who brought us a monster show. In fact, we're going to have to do another lesbian celebration show soon.
Oh, God, yeah. We should do those every week.
Probably so. Speaking of which, now that Angie's off the board, my next pick will have to be Ellen Page. Now, I know that it's just rumors and that she may not be a lesbian, but in my heart, she is.
Oh, God, she is in my mind as well. The epitome of cute.
Yep. And I'm telling you that her and Drew Barrymore. Very, very close. Very, very close.
Drew Barrymore and Ellen Page together. Oh.
Yep. The roller derby movie was tremendous. If you have a great imagination.
I'm telling you what right now. If those two ever got together and I had just drank a monster, my heart would explode. Oh, yeah.
All right. Who else you got?
Well, I'm going on the guy side right here, and I'm going with a fellow Ohioan, Poland. Poland. Who I think was
the
underrated funny man.
Oh, God. Absolutely hilarious. And he was he carried the Hollywood Squares for years.
For years.
Yeah, Peter Marshall, host of the show, was, you know, they had Paul Lynde in the middle, and that's what mattered.
Yep.
That's
handsome, nice coiffed hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, on the guy side, I guess I'm going to have to...
You're going to take one of mine, I think.
This is going to be tough, man. There's so many that are so...
I know.
So sexy, so hot, so good-looking. But I think number one on the guy side is Barney Frank.
Okay, I'm safe. My draft choice is safe. The man The man with bigger boobs than Phil Mickelson.
And
oh,
way
God.
Bigger boobs than Ellen Page.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
But yeah, it speaks his mind, though. I like people who just have no filter.
No, I know. I agree.
And again, shout out to Boston.
There you go. Well, I thought you were going to take... Go ahead.
No, who was the other one?
I thought you were going to take my guy who comes straight on with the information, and that would be one, Thomas A. Robert.
Oh, man. That is one good-looking man right
yes,
there.
Yes, he is.
There's no other way around it. He is sexy. Sexy
and if
man.
You don't know who he is, he's commentator for MSNBC, does his own show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to be interviewed by him.
Oh, yeah. Except that he would be asking me questions and I'd, you know, just be getting lost in his eyes. He's dreamy.
Oh, God.
Okay, let me ask you this. Anytime, big boy. Anytime.
How do you feel about Chechnya? Yes. Yes.
I'm all for it. I got a breaking news alert for you. I got a developing story right here, big guy.
Okay, stop. Just stop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we just want to remind folks the hilarity never ends over at the on the website at iwsradio.com.
Yep.
I might continue the draft theme for tomorrow's blog post. You know,
that'd
still
be great.
There's all kinds of people, places, and things we have yet to draft on the show.
Oh, I know, like Jews, our favorite Jews.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who would you choose as your favorite Jew, Jay?
You know, I love Jews so much. It would be so difficult to go with. I'm probably going to have to go with King David first.
Really? That's an interesting pick.
Mm-hmm. Or Mila Kunis. It's so close.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Say no to Mila Kunis?
Oh, yeah. Not a fan.
Not a fan, huh?
No, I was more thinking of Scarlett Johansson. You're searching, aren't you? Jay. 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 Oh, boy. Are you still there? It looks like we've lost Jay. We have lost a J-man. Funny. It's funny, as we are talking Jews, we have lost the J-man. It is evidently the divine will of God that we have lost J-man, because he picked,
so. Oh,
he
there
picked
you are.
Mila Kunis over Scarlett Johansson.
There you are. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, but I think
okay.
You were struck down by God because you picked Mila Kunis over Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, man, that was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what brought that on.
God is on my side, Jay.
I guess so.
The cloud
is
lifting.
That's kind of a new thing for you, isn't it?
I know. It's the year of the snake. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, I did. I picked Mila Kunis over Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's like I said, you know, tough pick. Not
yeah.
an easy thing to do. Scarlett, you know, it's nothing against Scarlett. It's just, you know, I think Mila would probably be more fun to hang out with.
Oh, I don't think so.
Really?
Think
well, eventually
Scarlett Johansson would be walking around naked all day with unleavened bread in her hand.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Eventually, you have to sit down and talk to them, though.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there
you go.
Well, a couple bottles of Manischewitz, and we're good to go. Of course, you know who my favorite Jew is, don't you, Jay?
Woody Allen?
Mm-mm. Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, of course. Of course.
My Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Brad Pitt look-alike.
Uh-huh. And I'm getting some snorting and laughing in the background, and I don't understand that.
Hmm.
From the live studio audience.
Well, the live studio audience, who is not a Scarlett Johansson fan.
Oh, God, no. Hates her. Hates her. Snap,
see?
Snap.
A little odd.
Oh, she's not pretty. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. A little woman, you know, woman on woman hatred there.
Yeah, and Hitler wasn't a dictator.
Uh-huh. Of course, there's always Sarah Silverman. We can agree on that one.
Oh, yes, we can.
There you go.
Beauty and humor all wrapped up into a blimp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, another hottie with an incredible amount of talent, Miss Dinah Shore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I am the Burt Reynolds to her Dinah Shore. That was even at the age of 12, I wanted to tap that 55-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha.
With
I'd like to see the U.S. Yeah, I'd like to see the USA in my Chevrolet with her.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we're closing in on the end of another epic episode of I'm with Stupid.
Yes, we are. We ought to end it on a high note, Jay, because we have about 5 minutes left. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Who are your favorite black people? Your favorite African Americans?
Favorite African Americans. Boy, I tell you what. I'm going to go with Mike. Mike, Mstein34 on Twitter.
Oh,
Dana's
okay.
son boyfriend, Mike.
Yeah, the kid.
That's a, yeah, great guy.
All right. That's right.
I threw you a curveball on that one, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I didn't see that coming.
You like him so much you forget he's black. That's what it is.
No, I know. He's almost as sexy as my first pick. Tyra Banks.
Mm-hmm. Knew that was coming.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, you
Beauty
know what?
And brains right there.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I know somebody else you're wanting to draft, and you know what? I'm just not going to let you. I'm going to jump in there in front of you.
Who's
I'm going to take Vivica A. Fox.
Ha ha! I tricked you. She is hot, though. Oh my God! I've told people about the time I got to touch her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You felt the electricity through your whole body, didn't you?
Oh God!
Right through your telephone pole.
But along those same lines, one of my other favorites is in the entertainment industry, one Toni Braxton.
Oh, man, I love Toni Braxton.
I do too. I've loved her
man,
for
20 years. I love Toni Braxton.
When she first broke out, I wanted to marry her just so her name could be Toni Mahoney.
Oh, God. That dress she wore to the Grammys that year, that was...
Yes.
Oh, man. Kept flying up.
Yeah.
Anyway. And that voice... Oh, that voice was... That's a sexy voice. But probably not quite as sexy and soothing as Mr. Morgan Freeman.
And who's it?
Do what?
And I said, and who's is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly. The man who narrates your dreams. Well, my dreams.
Yeah.
Yours are probably narrated by Gilbert Godfrey.
You see, that was hurtful.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one. Yeah, we got less than a minute, 50 seconds, so.
Yes, we do.
Time to wrap it up. Everybody, IWS Radio. Facebook.com/IWS Radio. Go there. Be there.
Mm-hmm. And always
just
call in.
Soak in the greatness.
At some point.
Yeah, and thanks for all those calls today, guys.
Yeah.
That was great.
You can always call in when we do a show at 661-244-9852. For God's sakes, people.
Appreciate the participation. No reason to be afraid. We won't hurt you. We're gentle, caring.
And I'll tell you what, we're trying to set up a marathon race, the IWS marathon race, sponsored by the Chetsons.
Of course. Bye, everybody.
Bye.